I'm joined by Anna Carbajosa from El País, who has been in Ramallah this morning. Has the unrest that spread across the Middle East, has it touched them yet?
Well, yes, definitely. I mean, I've met with sisters this morning in Ramallah, and they said they are, quote, extremely inspired by what happened in Egypt. And the problem is that the Palestinian are from the very beginning banned any kind of demonstration, protest in the Palestinian territories, which means that some demonstrations have taken not attended by a large number of people, and there have been detentions, and people have been taken to police stations. There have been complaints of abuses in the police stations. Finally, the Palestinian Authority decided to authorize one demonstration last Saturday, and around 1,000 people attended. Analysts were telling me this morning that the Palestinian Authority is very worried about everything that is going on in Egypt.
And in terms of what they're demonstrating for or want to demonstrate for in Ramallah, solidarity with the Egyptians, or do they have their own sort of specific issue?
Well, it started as demonstrations in solidarity with Tunisia and with Egypt, as in other places like in Jordan, for example. It's become more of an issue, and they're demands for political reform. I mean, in the Palestinian territories, obviously, young people overall, they're very frustrated because of the lack of opportunities, of horizon, but also lack of channels for political participation. They say the government, at the end of the day, blames everything on the issue that not only in the occupation, a lot of restrictions on human daily life as an excuse for taking into consideration the population demands.
And are you back in Jordan, right?
I'm Jerusalem now.
Okay, but you've been in Jordan recently.
Yeah, I've just spent the week in Jordan.
Is there any tangible concern amongst the regime there that's happening?
Well, yeah. Also, I mean, the King Abdullah has taken preemptive measures when all this wave of changes began in the region. He approved some subsidies, and last week he finally dismissed Prime Minister and former appointed new Prime Minister from the protesters that were gathering every Friday after prayers. Some of the groups that were in reform have decided to dance after the new government was appointed, but some others, like the political arm of the Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan, think that's not enough, that the faces have changed, that what they need is real political reform, and they look, I mean, what they ask for is a constitutional monarchy.